Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, alternative facts or penicillin. Well, folks, the other day I rode my bike downtown to the March for Science. Pretty cool, three of my favorite things together, science, democracy, and riding my bike. Got me to thinking, first off, what is science? Merriam-Webster says, knowledge about or study of the natural world based on facts learned through experiments and observation. A little dense, but basically somebody has an idea and then tests whether it's true or whether it's just a fantasy with little to do with reality. Even more down to earth, my definition. My bike helmet is science because scientists found helmets protect the brain in a crash. And my bike's flashing lights, science, because scientists found cells in the eye that see flashing light easier than constant light. And I don't want to get run over. And my yellow bike jacket, science, because science showed yellow is one of the easiest colors to see. And I don't want to get run over. And now, how to define democracy. Merriam-Webster again. A government in which the supreme power is vested in the people and exercised by them directly or indirectly through a system of representation, usually involving periodically held free elections. From the Greek, demos, meaning people, and kratia, meaning power, people power. Simpler yet, democracy is biking to the March for Science, partly because I'm a psychological scientist, unhappy that people in government are making decisions based on fantasy rather than fact, and partly because I had pneumonia as a kid and penicillin probably saved my life. And partly because the science of social psychology shows that making ourselves seen and heard profoundly influences others' behavior around us. So, even if the decider-in-chief makes unscientific decisions, while we can't influence him directly until the next election, we can let him and the people around him, aka our congressional representatives and senators, know they can't run us over. We want decisions based on facts. And one of the great things about democracy is that those of us lucky enough to live in one have the right to make our presence known. And that's a fact. I'm Rich. I like penicillin. O'Neill, thanks for checking in.